The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 9, text number 3, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on January 10th, 2017, in Los Angeles, California, USA.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chaumam Vasa Pritu Kati Tate Vibrati Sutra Dadham Putra Sneha Snuta Kucha Yugam Jata Kampam Cha Su Bru Raju Akarsha Shrama Buddha Chalat Kankanao Kuntale Cha Svinam Vaktram Kabara Vigalat Malati Nirmamanta Chamang Vasa Pratyukati Tati Vibhati Sutra Nadham. Putras Nehas Nuta Kucha Yugam Jatu Kampum Sasubru. Rajvaka Shashama Mabuja Chalat Kankanao Kundalecha. Svinang Vaktrum Kabara Vigalan Malati Nirmamanta. Chamang Vasa Pritukati Tati Vibrati Sutra Nadhang. Putras nehas nuta kucha yogam jatu kampum susubru. Rajvaka shashama babuja chalat kankanao kundalecha. Svinang vaktam karabha vigala malati nirmamanta. Chaumam, saffron and yellow mixed. Vasa, Mother Jasoda was wearing such a sari. Pritukati tate, surrounding her large hips. Bribati, shaking. Suttanadham, bound with a belt. Putta Sneha Snuta, because of intense love for her child, became wet with milk. Kucha Yugam, the nipples of her breasts. Jatakam Pumcha, as they were very nicely moving and quivering. Subhru, who had very beautiful eyebrows. Raju Akarsha, by pulling on the rope of the churning rod. Shrama, because of the labor. Buja, on whose hands. Chalat Kankanao, the two bangles were moving. Kundale, the two earrings.
Cha,
also, Svinam, her hair was black like a cloud, so perspiration was dropping like rain. Vaktram, throughout her face. Kabra Vigalat Malati, and Malati flowers were dropping from her hair. Nirmamanta. Thus Mother Jasoda was churning the butter. Translation in purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, dressed in a saffron yellow sari, with a belt tied about her full hips, Mother Jasoda pulled on the churning rope, laboring considerably, her bangles and earrings moving and vibrating, and her whole body shaking. Because of her intense love for her child, her breasts were wet with milk. Her face, with its very beautiful eyebrows, was wet with perspiration, and Malati flowers were falling from her hair. Purport. Anyone who desires to be Krishna conscious in motherly affection or parental affection should contemplate the bodily features of Mother Jasoda. It is not that one should desire to become like Jasoda, for this is mayavad. Either in parental affection or conjugal love, friendship or servitorship, in any way, we must follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, not try to become like them. Therefore, this description is provided here. Advanced devotees must cherish this description, always thinking of Mother Jasoda's features, how she was dressed, how she was working and perspiring, how beautifully the flowers were arranged in her hair, and so on. One should take advantage of the full description provided here by thinking of Mother Jasoda in maternal affection for Krishna. So we cannot begin to estimate how much indebted we are to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Unfathomable mercy. We've been suffering like anything for millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions of lifetimes, trying to squeeze pleasure from that place. There is no pleasure. A very, very frustrating, miserable, pathetic condition we have been in since time immemorial. By the grace of this great, great, great Acharya, who tolerated so much nonsense from us. So much nonsense he had to tolerate. Blessing us, blessing us, blessing us with Krishna consciousness. Just by his glance, one could become purified of sinful activities. These purports of Prabhupada himself manifested. In his physical absence, we take great solace from reading the Bhaktivedanta purports. Because there are two presences of the spiritual master, Vani and Vapu. Vapu is his physical presence. Vani is his vibrational presence, his teachings. So by taking advantage in his physical absence, these vibrational teachings, we can remain connected with Srila Prabhupada, keep him always tightly within our hearts. In this way, we can get that higher taste, param jashvani vartate. We can get that higher taste that frees us from the disgusting taste of this material existence, sex life, power, money. You see? We've been chasing these mirages in the desert for millions of lifetimes. But now Prabhupada has given us the actual formula for happiness. Become Krishna conscious. Get out of this bodily consciousness. Stop trying to serve your senses. The senses are not you. You're the spiritual being within. So one has to master this art. If of how to do that which actually satisfies the spiritual being within, which is to give satisfaction to the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. When you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are automatically nourished. So we simply have to learn how to water that root. Difficulty is we're thinking that we're the root. Everything should be for me. I'm the center. This is our disease. So we have to beat our minds with shoes and with broomstick. I am not the center. Krishna is the center. And this way, by following the orders of the bona fide spiritual master, being completely dedicated to serving his instructions as our very life and soul, we will transcend this material existence. We'll be able to live with Krishna at every minute, even while within this material world. You see? You don't have to go back to Godhead to be with Krishna. You can be with Krishna right now, just by being fully surrendered to Krishna's instructions. This is a very interesting purport. Anyone who desires to be Krishna conscious in motherly affection or parental affection should contemplate the bodily features of Mother Yasoda. This reminds me of one of the controversies in ISKCON. Can you, at what point do you meditate on your rasa? On the one end, I know one godbrother, he was the Sunday feast. He told all the guests to pick their rasa and start contemplating it. This is the guests who were smoking cigarettes, having illicit sex. He told them to pick a rasa, which is a little bit off the track, actually. There's even a famous pastime here in New Dwarka about the Gopi Bhava Club. They wanted to meditate on their rasa. Yes, we are gopis. We want to meditate on Gopi Bhava. Prabhupada was taking his breakfast at the time. He had a piece of fruit in his hand on his way to the mouth. Pradyumna came in and told him about this Gopi Bhava Club. That piece of fruit never made it to his mouth. He said, call the GBC and call the leader of that group right here, right now. Prabhupada smashed. That devotee left the next day. Actually, that very day he left, the leader of the Gopi Bhava Club. So Prabhupada was having a conversation about that. In his, he was riding in the car with Tamal and Rameshwar, and he was talking about that. Prabhupada, yes, one has to come to the highest stage. It is not forbidden. That may be ideal, but not for neophytes. You must, one who does not know A, B, C, D, what do people know about MA degrees? That they do not know. They think that they have already passed MA degree. That is their fault, Tamal Krishna. That's another statement. I saw them where it says, it's, quote, that you can treat Krishna as your lover and Krishna will reciprocate. Hari Sari, and they underline the words, you can treat Krishna as your lover. In this way, they're taking your quotes out of context. Rameshwar, this is one of the main ideas in their philosophy, is the living entity can desire to have any relationship he wants with Krishna. Prabhupada, that's all right. He can desire, I've already explained, first deserve, then desire. Tamal Krishna and Rameshwar, deserve, then desire? Oh, Prabhupada, you are a rascal. How you can desire? You have no qualification. You desire a high court judge. What is this nonsense, Rameshwar? But then they have an answer. Prabhupada, what is that answer? Rameshwar, that just let me try it anyway to keep my mind thinking. Prabhupada, how can you try it? First of all, be qualified, a big lawyer. Then you become high court judge. What is that qualification? You are after illicit sex and biddy, and you want to be associated with the gopis. So then there is such a thing as being qualified to meditate on your rasa. So how do we find out where that stage is? Prabhupada talks about this directly in the Narada Bhakti Sutra. So if you wonder, at what stage can I start meditating on my rasa? Prabhupada answers it right here, Narada Bhakti Sutra, verse number 2, purport. He says, if a person is fortunate enough to vanquish all misgivings caused by material existence and rise up to the stage of nishta, he can then rise to the stages of ruchi, taste, and asakti, attachment for the Lord. Asakti is the beginning of love of Godhead. By progressing, one then advances to the stage of relishing a reciprocal exchange with the Lord in ecstasy, bhava, or bhava.
Can you slow down a bit?
What is it? I'm reading too fast. All right, let me slow down. I'll start over again. Thank you very much. I'm too hyped up here today. Got to calm down. If a person is fortunate enough to vanquish all misgivings caused by material existence and rise up to the stage of nishta, he can then rise to the stages of ruchi, taste, and asakti, attachment for the Lord. Asakti is the beginning of love of Godhead. By progressing, one then advances to the stage of relishing a reciprocal exchange with the Lord in ecstasy, bhava. Every living entity is eternally related to the Supreme Lord, and this relationship may be in any one of many transcendental humors. At the stage called asakti, attachment, a person can understand his relationship with the Supreme Lord. When he understands his position, he begins reciprocating with the Lord. By constant reciprocation with the Lord, the devotee is elevated to the highest stage of love of Godhead, prema. So there is a stage when you actually realize whether you're a gopi, a cowherd boy, a rock, a blade of grass, a peacock. It comes, actually. It does come, Prabhupada says, at the asakti stage. The asakti stage is pure love of God. So one thinks, well, maybe I'm there already. Maybe I'm asakti. I don't know. I'm attached to Krishna. I come to Mangalarti. I like prasadam. So maybe I'm at the asakti stage. Well, at that stage, your liberated soul, you're completely beyond the four defects, you see. The conditioned soul has four defects. He has imperfect senses. He has a tendency to be illusioned. He makes mistakes. In spite of that, he thinks he's perfect, you see. So, I know I make a lot of mistakes. I'm not there yet, you see. So, what if somebody actually is there? How would they behave then? Someone's actually realized, they've actually achieved pure devotional service, they've realized what they are. Then Prabhupada talks about that in the Nectar Devotion. Let's see. One of these quotes here. I can't find it right away, but Prabhupada is saying that in the Nectar Devotion, he says that for one who has achieved this perfectional stage, he doesn't show it externally. He just shows himself as a sadhana bhakta, following the rules and regulations of devotional service. Internally, he's having this awakening, reciprocating with Krishna in his original relationship, but externally, he just acts like a, you know, following the rules and regulations. So somebody starts acting, you know, I'm in my rasa, and it's like one godbrother was wearing, putting on a sari because he thought he'd attain gopi bhava. That's really off the track. I have a picture of him in my computer. I don't know who it was, but one of my godbrothers was actually wearing a sari in Vrindavan, walking around in a sari, thinking he'd achieve gopi bhava. I mean, this is exactly what Prabhupada was angry about, you know, the gopi bhava club. So we can actually desire to achieve that stage. That's perfectional stage when you get reestablished in your rasa. And what stage does it come? I don't know. I've been following this process for 45 years strictly, and I haven't realized it yet. One thing I've realized, I have to preach. That I've realized. Jade deka tade kaha Krishna upadasha maragaya guru horyate desh. That I've realized. That's the only rasa I've come up with. I got to preach. Lord Chaitanya's order. I got to preach, 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 preach. Actually, Prabhupada told us here in Los Angeles, he said, become perfect in understanding this philosophy, become guru and deliver the whole world. Well, Prabhupada gave us quite a mandate, didn't he? Not just our temples. He told us to deliver the whole world. Who's responsible for that? The GBC? Not me? No, everybody's responsible. You're responsible. I'm responsible. We are all responsible to see this world becomes delivered as soon as possible. That's our rasa. That's much of rasa I've realized. That's as far as I've gotten in 45 years. It's a pretty sweet rasa, actually. preach Lord Chaitanya's order, you see. And by doing that, actually, you will come to your relationship with Krishna in due course. It could happen before you leave your body, or it could happen after you leave your body. It doesn't matter, really. You just got to stay engaged in devotional service with every thought, with every word, with every deed, in all times, places, and circumstances, unflinchingly, never deviating even slightly. That we haven't mastered yet, you see. When you master that, then you can think about maybe getting your swoop. But not until then, you see. So perhaps there's some questions. Yes, I'm a little... Bhaktivatsal, you may have to help me because this body is experiencing deafness problems. I forgot to bring my volume control, my hearing aids. You may have to help me.
I heard about a principle which is called sporti, where one gets like a glimpse of the of spiritual realization about their position. So they get a glimpse of who they are. Is that possible to get a glimpse and then to become covered over again? I'm wondering.
So who it is? Who is asking? Is it possible that even if one's not totally purified, to get a glimpse of what their position is?
Is it possible if you're not completely purified to get a glimpse? If you're not completely purified, how do you know it's really a bona fide glimpse? Not your imagination. That's the thing. I'm not completely pure. Maybe it was just a mental speculation.
What's the question?
The question was, if you're not completely pure, is it possible to get a glimpse of your relationship with Krishna? I know one godbrother, you know, he was told by somebody in India that he was a peacock in Krishna's pastimes. So he took it very seriously. He was practicing in the long building. We all stayed in the long building. Remember those days in Mayapur? He was in the long building. Said, Prabhu, what are you doing? I'm practicing my rasa. He thought he'd had a glimpse of his rasa by the mercy of some so-called sadhu. So, you know, it's, I had a glimpse of my rasa. Well, you'll find out when you become a pure devotee whether it's a bona fide glimpse or not. At the sakti stage, you get a glimpse. At the sakti stage, you do get a glimpse and it becomes fully manifest at the prema stage. In the sakti stage, you're not situated in it yet, but you get a glimpse of it, the sakti stage. And then you start to experience emotions of that relationship. That's called bhava. And then you actually get trained by a brijabasi who's in that rasa. He becomes your rasa guru, actually trains you how to be a perfect gopi, a perfect gopa, a perfect cow, whatever it may be. Actually, according to Prabhupada's books, which I just stick to Prabhupada's books because otherwise it gets confusing, very confusing. I just stick to what Prabhupada gave us because these are very hot controversies. I think it's better just to see what Prabhupada said and going here and there, you know. The books that Prabhupada gave us, that's our authority. So I judge everything by Prabhupada's books. So therefore, I would say at the sakti stage, you get a glimpse and then it becomes... Then you start to practice the motions of that relationship in bhava and it becomes fully manifest in prema. That's how I would answer them. Next.
So, I guess, can you kind of clarify
Yeah, but Papa gave us the Krishna book. He wanted us to meditate on these pastimes, but not to think that we're in them yet. Definitely. First deserve, then desire, Papa. Then. So yeah, it's very wonderful. I mean, it's just, it's ecstatic to meditate these leelas. It's just the sweetest nectar. Prabhupada made sure we had the Krishna book. He didn't know he would live long enough to translate the full 10th canto, and he did not stay here long enough. But he made sure to give us the Krishna book early on. He was doing that in L.A., actually, writing the Krishna book. You all were blessed here. This is where Krishna book was composed, right here in Los Angeles. Very special place, Los Angeles. Prabhupada's pastimes. Next. Are you all satisfied? That's how we say in Texas, you know. Okay. For us, we follow the footsteps of this associate, this inhabitant of Vrindavan, the divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. That's our Vrijavasi that we meditate on and follow, you see. And by his mercy, everything else will come. That's how I see it. I meditate on Prabhupada. I do Guru Puja for Prabhupada, not Mother Yasoda. She's included, though. When you worship Prabhupada, automatically you're worshiping Mother Yasoda. All the gopis, all the gopas, the peacocks, the cuckoos, the grass, the rocks. When you worship Prabhupada, you're worshiping everything about Vrindavan. He's the root. He's the key to the root, which is Krishna. Prabhupada's the access to the root. So actually, we're worshiping, we're already engaged in worshiping Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj and all the Vrijabhasis. We're worshiping them already just by serving Prabhupada. It's automatically. Prabhupada has given us everything. Some people say, well, Prabhupada didn't give everything. You have to come to so-and-so Maharaj to get the higher thing. I don't want to say which Maharaj they talk about. I think you all know. It's completely bogus. Prabhupada has given us everything. That sannyasi said that if the devotees of ISKCON, if they're only real devotees of ISKCON are the ones who leave ISKCON and join him. The ones who stay in ISKCON and don't join him, they're not really devotees of Krishna. That's how far he got off the track. He said that he's going to give us something higher than what Prabhupada gave us. Prabhupada gave us everything. But simply by following Prabhupada, you realize everything about your returning relationship with Krishna. Everything will come in due course. You have to be patient. You just simply have to be dutiful and follow Prabhupada's instruction, and everything will come. Actually, we're all inhabitants of the spiritual world. Every one of us has an identity in the spiritual world. We've forgotten it, that's all. And I know someday we'll all be in Goloka Vrindavan. Savas will be there. Nakatna will be there. Archita will be there. We'll all be together again. We can remember how our pastimes here on the planet Earth. We can say, yeah, that book disappeared from Marathon, that prasadam, that gulab jamun. We can look back and remember Prabhupada coming to the airport and so many things. We'll be together in Vrindavan before you know it, actually. We'll all be together in Vrindavan. An interesting thing is there's two different rasas in the spiritual world. There's Krishna Lila and Chaitanya Lila going on simultaneously. I've ever, in Prabhupada's books, that actually you can be in one or the other or both pastimes. Just like Rupa Goswami, he's in both Lilas, Rupa Manjari and Rupa Goswami. So we can actually be in both Lilas. You can be a sannyasi and a gopi at the same time. We don't know where we're going to be, but it's going to be very interesting. That's all I can say. We go back to God, it's going to be extremely interesting. So in ISKCON, we're actually being trained in both rasas. We're worshiping Gaurinathai and Radha Krishna at the same time. So I wouldn't be surprised if many ISKCON devotees are actually have identities in both lilas. I wouldn't be surprised a bit. Let me go back to God. But I'm not so much in a rush to go back to Godhead. What's more important to me is this, the you know, making this movement a success. Prabhupada said, when the High Court, or Bhakti Siddhanta, when the High Court judges wear tilak, then we are successful. I mean, how can we go back to God if we haven't been successful yet? Of course, you can, but my mood is to stick around until we can actually make the whole world Krishna conscious, even birth after birth. That's the mood I'm in. I'm not in a rush. Rasa rush. I want to see this movement to be successful. That's my thing. I want to see this movement take over the whole world as soon as possible, because it's just disgusting. This leadership is so damn disgusting. I can't stand it. These American, all these leaders, they're just rascals. You realize that 33,000 babies are murdered every day? That makes my blood boil. 33,000 babies are murdered every day with the sanction of our governments. It's just unbelievable. And 156 million innocent animals are slaughtered every day. We got to do something about it. We got to take over the world for Prabhupada. That's my move. Somehow or other, we got to take over the world. We got to capture the minds of these people by educating them in the higher science of Krishna. Somehow we have to track our brains, bend over backwards. How are we going to track these people to Krishna consciousness? Massive book distribution and powerful preaching. Those two things, you see. Powerful, massive book distribution, and we have to live what's in the books, you see. Not that we just sell the books. We have to know these books and live these books. When they get a book and they read it and they come and see, these people are living these books. You see, that's how we'll take over the world. So anyway, anything else? Yes. I can't hear a word because it's Brownie. You can tell me. I can't hear everything over there. Wait till it's done. Wait till the gates are done. Yeah, and then tell me. I can't hear about those gates. Nice gates, though. That gate itself is like a kirtan, you know? Krishna's gate. Okay.
So good is Trinity Time, who was saying recently that there was a discussion in the class, and so that even if we have that mood that we want to keep on preaching and spreading the word as much as we can, and that there was a reference to the Prabhupada said that we can always expect the movement to be small.
Prabhupada said we can always expect the movement to be small. I don't know what that quote is, but I know that what Krishna Das Kaviraj writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Saj Janna Durjana Pangu Jadda Anagana Prema Vanyayala Dubala Jagateda Jana. This Krishna consciousness movement is a prema tsunami. It will inundate the entire world and drown everyone, whether they are pious, impious, lame, invalid, or blind. Prabhupada actually said both things. We can't make the world Krishna conscious, and we will make the world Krishna conscious. He says both things. So another nice quote in this connection. Prabhupada says, if one chants the holy name of the Lord, let's see, how does that go? The one quote, he says, one chants the holy name of the Lord without offense, he becomes Jagad Guru and the whole world takes up Krishna consciousness. That's also stated. Another place Prabhupada says that, I forget the exact quote, but the essence of the quote is, isn't the Bhagavatam purport? Krishna consciousness, yeah, here it is. A Krishna conscious being is always thinking and planning how to deliver the entire suffering humanity back to home, back to Godhead. Even if he's not successful in doing so, his perfection is guaranteed. And anybody who follows him will also become perfect. So even if we don't do it, that's the meditation. Even if we can't pull it off. Prabhupada says that's what it means to be Krishna conscious, to always meditate on delivering all the living entities. That meditation is there, even if he only delivers one or two. Yes.
Thank you very much, Prabhupada did say, because how do you find that success? Prabhupada said, if even 1% becomes Krishna conscious, even 1%.
Or should we submit it, Prabhupada said that even if 1% of the population becomes Krishna conscious, then there's...
There you go. Let's just do... Let's do 1%.
Yeah, where we live, let's say you live in Los Angeles, there are about 18 million people in the greater Los Angeles area. So what is 1% of 18 million? That's our target.
What's 1% of the world population? Any math, anyone got the number? What's the 1% of the world population?
6 billion. 1% of the...
1% of the world population?
How many? 7 billion. There are 7 billion, they say, human beings.
It's 7 billion. 1% would be 7 million people? 1%? Let's go for the 7 million then. That will turn history upside down. If we can get 7 million people strictly following Prabhupada's books, the whole history of this planet will be transformed into that. Let's just go for the 1%. DJ. Thank you very much. Anything else? Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And on top of that, we have the Krishna book that was not finished by Prabhupada's commentaries. After some chapter, Prabhupada, when he left, some of his disciples continued doing the purport. So,
how to understand these other books? All these other books should be understood in the context of Prabhupada's purports, and then you'll have a proper understanding. If you come up with a new thing, different than what Prabhupada says in his purports, you're off the track. It's very simple. Prabhupada's purports are the standard. Next. So that's it. We love you. Thank you very much for being here and doing such a wonderful job of serving Prabhupada's mission. Nudwarkadam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Prema Nandi. Yeah.